Good evening, everybody. Tonight's Divrei Torah should be for a continued Aliyas HaNeshama for Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel, for Gilad Michal ben Bas Galim, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura. Hashem Yikom Damam. We're mispallel that their neshamas should have a tremendous Aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila, and that they be Militza Yosher on all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. So this evening we're going to discuss a shaila that comes up every so often. So take for example, we have Shabbos morning, the Gabbai once in a while makes an announcement before davening begins that there's only a couple of minutes until the end of the Zman Kriya Shema. So we all quickly rush and we try to say the whole Kriya Shema quickly before the Sof Zman Kriya Shema. Whether that's the proper thing to do or not, perhaps it's not so proper, perhaps we should start davening a few minutes earlier so that we should really be able to say the whole Birchas Kriya Shema along with the Kriya Shema, but that's for another time. So the problem is, what happens when you have someone who flies into shul and he's a little bit late? Zman Kriya Shema is 9:09 and he comes in at 9:07 and he hears the Gabbai make an announcement and he only has 2 minutes and it's not enough time to say all of Kriya Shema. So is it good enough if he begins to say the Kriya Shema within the Zman Kriya Shema and then he continues to finish up after the Zman Kriya Shema has already passed? Similarly, once in a while you have a shul that calls mincha for a zman, which is, let's say, 5 minutes before shkia. The way it so happens to be that particular evening, there's no minyan until right before shkia, so they begin davening right before shkia, and then the chazar sashatz carries on into the zman way after shkia, or the private shemana esrei carries on into the zman after shkia. So that's the question, is it good enough as long as you're a hischa v'heter? Is it good enough as long as you start within the zman tefillah, even if your tefillah continues and progresses further into the Zman, which is after the Zman Tefillah? So the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim discuss this, and Simen Pei Tes Sif Dalid, the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim both write that you have to finish the entire Tefillah. Tefillah Shachris, the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim are talking about, that you have to finish the entire Tefillah, not just the beginning of Shemana Esrei, but you have to finish the whole Tefillah before the end of the Zman Tefillah. So too the Mishneh Berurah repeats this in Simen Nunches, when he talks about Kriya Shema, that when a person finds himself right before the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, he has to make sure that he has enough time to recite the entire Kriya Shema. Now, what does the entire Kriya Shema mean? So the Mishneh Berurah in another place, in Simen Mem Vav, the Mishneh Berurah discusses what does the entire Kriya Shema mean. Does it mean just the first Parsha? Does it mean just the first Pasuk? Does it mean all three? So the Mishneh Berurah says that the Chatchila should have enough time to recite all three Parshiyos of Kriya Shema before the Sof Zman Kriya Shema comes. So that is important to note. Similarly, the Mishneh Berurah writes in Simen Pei Tes that it would follow that, let's say, a person finds himself right before the Shkia and he doesn't have enough time to finish up the whole Shemona Esrei before Shkia comes. So the Mishneh Berurah writes, and the Chazon Ish writes this as well, Lahalacha, in one of the Svarim, that a person would not be allowed to begin his Shemona Esrei if he knows from the outset that he's not going to have enough time to finish the Shemona Esrei before the Zman comes. So that is the opinion of the Mishneh Berurah as well as the Chazon Ish. And that's all following this Magen Avraham, that when we say that there's a certain Zman Tefillah, it means that everything has to be finished by the end of the Zman Tefillah. Similarly, we find in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav an interesting halacha. Let's say you have, for example, a person davens one day Mincha Gdola, then he comes to Shul at night to daven Ma'ariv, and he realizes he thinks he forgot to daven Mincha. So he goes ahead and he starts davening Shemona Esrei again. Halfway through Shemona Esrei, he says, hey, I davened Mincha earlier already. I'm sure it's happened to everybody at some point. Right, you daven mincha early, then you forget, you come to shul later, you start davening again. So perhaps we should say, I should finish off my Shemona Esrei and just continue along and make all those rest of the brachas a tefillas nedava. No, sounds like a good etzer. We know there's such a concept as tefillas nedava, so why can't you do that as well over here? Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, no. Because you can't have, the example that he gives is you can't split a carbon. You can't bring a carbon halfway as a carbon chova and halfway as a carbon nedava. Either you're bringing a carbon that you're mechuyev to bring, or you bring a carbon out of your own free will. You bring a carbon nedava. So you have to choose each Shemona Esrei as well. You have to choose, is this Shemona Esrei going to be a Shemona Esrei of chova, or is this Shemona Esrei going to be a Shemona Esrei of nedava? Once you have chosen which one you're going to do, you can't switch halfway through. So if a person comes to shul and he realizes halfway through Shemona Esrei that he already davened mincha earlier, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, l'halacha, you have to stop in the middle. Even in the middle of a bracha, you cannot finish off that bracha, because we assume that you can't split a Shemona Esrei and make it into two different kinds of tefillas. One a tefillas nedava, one a tefillas chova. So too over here, you can't split a Shemona Esrei and say, well, the first half is going to be in the Zman Tefillah and the second half is going to carry in after the Zman Tefillah. That doesn't work. The whole Shemona Esrei has to be within the proper Zman, and it's not going to help if you say the rest of the Shemona Esrei after the Zman is up. So you can, L'chari, you can ask a question. Then in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Hilchas Shabbos and Siman Reish Samach Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the following din. Let's say I walk into shul, I didn't realize what time davening was Friday night, and I come to shul and they already started Kabbalah Shabbos, they already said Mizmor Shir, they were Mekabel Shabbos on themselves, and I still didn't daven mincha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo yispala mincha ba'osa beis ha-kneses. It's not right. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Mordechai. It's not right to daven Shmona Esrei of Chol right next to everybody else who was already Mekabel Shabbos. Eliyelech chutz la'osa beis ha-kneses v'yispala tefila shachol. Go to a different shul. Go to a different shul that wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, and go daven Shmona Esrei there. V'hu shelo kibel Shabbos imoyim. This is all provided that I wasn't yet Mekabel Shabbos. But let's say I was Mekabel Shabbos, and now I realize that I didn't daven mincha yet, so then it's too late. Then I have to daven two Shmona Esreis for Ma'ariv because it's already Shabbos, and as we know on Shabbos, you're not supposed to daven a Shmona Esrei of Chol. Then the next halacha, Reish Samach Gimel, halacha Tezayin, Zakta Mechaber. In Bala Beis HaKnesses, Samach LeKabbalah Satzibur Shabbos. So we know, Mechaber already says from the Mordechai, that if a person shows up to Shul, and the Tzibur is already Mekabel Shabbos, it's not proper for him to daven Vachadik Shmona Esrei right next to everybody else, who's already Mekabel Shabbos. Now what happens, says the Mechaber, if a person shows up to shul, and it's 2 minutes till Mizmor Shir, and my Shmona Esrei takes 5 minutes to daven. So I know that when I'm starting, I have enough time to say the beginning of Shmona Esrei before the Mekabel Shabbos. So what would he say in that case? Says the Mechaber, it's okay. You're allowed to begin your Shmona Esrei, even though you know that it's going to spill over into the time which the Tzibur was already Mekabel Shabbos. Still, the Mechaber says that's fine, and there's nothing to be concerned about. Says the Mechaber, why? Emekach klum, hol v'hischa v'heter. Since when you started, it wasn't yet Shabbos for the Tzibur, so since when you started, it's fine, so you're allowed to finish up. So how do you reconcile this Pesach of the Mechaber with the Pesach of the Mechaber when it comes to the Zman Tefillah? How come when we talk about Zman Tefillah, we say hischa v'heter is not good enough? You have to be maschal v'heter and gomer v'heter. You have to finish the mincha before Shkia as well. So why is it that over here, when it comes to Shabbos, if the Tzibur is going to be Mekabel Shabbos in 2 minutes, why am I allowed to start my Mincha Shmona Esrei at weekday and assume that it's good enough because Hischa Beheter? So the Magen Avram there writes, and the Mishneh Berurah quotes this as well, that there's a difference. Says the Magen Avram, because this whole halacha in the first place, that a person is supposed to refrain from davening weekday Shmona Esrei in the presence of a Beis HaKnesses that was already Mekabel Shabbos, says the Magen Avram in the Mishneh Berurah, that's just a Chumra Ba'alma. That's not real Me'ikar Adin. The real halacha is, if you're Mekabel Shabbos, you shouldn't daven weekday Shmona Esrei. But just to stand next to someone else who is Mekabel Shabbos, and you're going to daven weekday, and he's going to daven Shabbos, that's just a chumrah. That's not the biggest deal. So therefore, says the Mishneh Berurah, if you find yourself in a situation where you could be maschal v'heter, so then the chumrah doesn't apply, it's good enough. But anachinami, in any other case, says the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah, if you're close to the Sof Zman Tefillah, you're close to the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, you would not be allowed to begin the Shemona Esrei if you know that your Shemona Esrei is going to progress past the time of the Zman Tefillah and after it's over. So this is all the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Mishneh Berurah, the Chazon Ish, and many, many other Achronim. It's interesting to note that there are those Achronim who disagree. And when I say those Achronim, we're talking about some real Achronim. We're talking about the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yosef Engel has it in the Gilyonei HaShas, the Eretz Tvi, the Kazhuk Lover Gaon has this as well. Surprisingly enough, he quotes it from the Yudi HaKadosh from Pshischa. Interesting. It's a Tshuva Sefer. He's not a Chassidish Rebbe, the Kazhuk Lover, but he quotes a Vart over here, a Halacha Dika Vart from a Chassidish Rebbe. And that Vart goes as follows. They all disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they feel that as long as you begin within the Zman Tefillah, that is good enough, even if it's going to continue past the Zman Tefillah. Why? So they bring a Raya from this week's Parsha. How can you bring a Raya from this week's Parsha? Says the Gemara in Brachas Dav Zayin as follows. Am Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Yosi, Minayin She'em Eratzen Lo La'adam Mishas Kaso. How do you know that you're not supposed to appease somebody in a time when he's still very angry? You know, last night we had a get-together in the shul, and obviously this is a time we're not angry, but we're very troubled, and we feel it's a big tragedy that all of Klal Yisrael is going through and suffering at the same time, and I felt very uncomfortable that I had to be the one to speak. Rabbi Feiner was at a chasana. He was uncomfortable as well being at a chasana, but he was also equally as uncomfortable having to come here and speak, and the reason why one is uncomfortable at such a time is because we need time to digest events. We can't always respond right away to something. We live in a generation where we always need immediate responses to everything. We need statements from every organization coming out today and telling us what they think. We know what everybody thinks. But still, that's the world we live in. Everybody has to respond, and if you don't respond, it makes it as if you don't care. So obviously we care very much, but it's based on this Gemara. When a person is infuriated, when he's very emotional about something, it's not the right time to respond. You have to give experiences time to settle in and for a person to process them and make sure that they make sense to him, or at least that they settle a little bit, and then afterward one can think about offering some sort of reconciliation or some sort of etzah, some sort of chizuk. But it's a very uncomfortable thing for a person to offer any sort of etzah or any sort of chizuk at a time when everybody feels in pain. So that's what the Gemara says here as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hamtein li'ad she'yavru panim shel zam v'ayniach lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael has done something wrong. Panei lecho v'anichosi lach. Wait a few minutes. Wait till I calm down from the anger that Klal Yisrael has caused me, and then we'll discuss the tshuva process. But right now, in the Shas Chimam, at a time when it's so hot on the, it's such a hot issue, it's a hot button issue, it's something that just happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, back off. Frekti Gemara kashim yika rischa kami kutshebrichu. What do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? Kabayachal, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, give me a few minutes till I calm down, then we'll talk. What do you mean? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu really gets angry about something? Says the Gemara in, yes, the Tanya, because the Pasuk says, V'kel zo'am b'chol yom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Says the Gemara, V'kama zamo, how long is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger? So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger is rega. One split second, says the Gemara, how long is that second? It's a split second. Okay, but there is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Says the Gemara, nobody in the world knows how to figure out exactly when that split second actually is, except for Bilam HaRasha. Frekti Gemara. Bilam HaRasha couldn't figure out what his animal was talking about, but he could figure out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's split second of anger is every day. How's it possible? Says the Gemara, yes, V'yodea Das Elyon. Bilam HaRasha knew how to figure out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. That was the greatness of Bilam HaRasha. Bilam HaRasha was a great Navi. Bilam HaRasha knew how to figure out when exactly to curse Klal Yisrael, because he knew exactly the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. So Frektos is Akasha. So how long is that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? A split second. So what could Bilam possibly have said in a split second? He wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. What could he have said? So Tosis gives an answer. He could have said Kalein, means destroy them, annihilate them. Okay, so that's a split second it takes you to say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a split second? Perfect. Tosis gives a second teretz. What could Bilam possibly have said in this split second when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry? Says Tosis, as long as Bilam would have started at the Shah Zam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as Bilam would have began at a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, so even if he continued after the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had calmed down, since he was Hischel at a time of Kas, so that's good enough to make the whole Klala Bichal at a Shas Kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Hashem's anger doesn't carry on for 5 minutes, it only carries on for a second, still as long as he was Hischel at the Shas Kas, that would be good enough. So say the Achronim again, Rabbi Yosef Engel has like this, and other Achronim quote the same Raya as well, that perhaps you can infer from here that when it applies Halacha L'maisa, if a person is holding right before this Zman Kriya Shema is over, or he's holding right before the end of this Zman Tefila, as long as you're Hischel B'Heter, as long as you start at a time when the Zman Kriya Shema is still here, as long as you start Mincha before the Shkia, perhaps that's good enough, and you don't have to worry that your Shemona Esrei is going to carry on past the Shkia, or that your Kriya Shema is going to continue after the Shkia. I saw this morning that Rav Avadi Yosef actually paskins like these Achronim, which is very surprising, because it sounds much more like a Chiddush. It doesn't sound like the Pashtus Lalacha. Over here we have an Agada to Gemara about Bilam. Tosis has an Agadic question, how did Bilam give the Klala? Tosis gives an Agadic answer, how can you really take from that a ha'ara halacha l'maisa? But some Achronim do say like that, and some actually hold that halacha l'maisa. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Levush an interesting din. The Magen Avraham says that there are some people who have the practice, Amidas Chasidus, to say Tehillim every day. So says the Magen Avraham, quoting the Levush, that if you are one of those people who likes to say Tehillim every day, it's best that you recite Tehillim before the Shemona, before davening begins. Why? Because the Tehillim has the power to get rid of the Mekatrigim, says the Levush. It can get rid of the demons, to the angels that are trying to destroy your tefillos. So if you're going to be mispallel the Tehillim before davening starts, it's going to help out your tefillos. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. However, the Machtas HaShekel there quotes from a Tshuva's Beis Yaakov. He says, no, it's if you're a Tzibur that's saying Tehillim, so very good, you're going to have the Schus HaTzibur together, you should say the Tehillim before davening begins. However, if you're a Yachid who's sitting and reciting Tehillim on your own, so we know that when is it an Eis Ratzon, Mani, Sfilasi, Lecha Hashem, Eis Ratzon, says the Gemara, when is there an Eis Ratzon, B'shash, HaTzibur, Mispalalim, when the Tzibur gets together to daven. So says the Tshuva's Beis Yaakov, if you're going to come off the heels of a tzibur who's davening together, and then you'll get up and you're going to say your Tehillim b'yechidus, so he says, since you started to daven at a time when the tzibur was all together, you started to recite your Tehillim when you had the schus tzibur there, even if you continue your tefillah, even if you continue your Tehillim after the tzibur has already left the shul, since you began at a time when the tzibur was there and you had the schus tzibur, that's good enough to carry you through and have your Tehillim have a much more powerful impact. So that's why the Achronim have a discussion there as well. And the Beis Yaakov brings this raya from Tosfos as well. And he says, as long as you start in a time when it's within this Zman Tefillah, that's good enough. So you see that this Tosfos actually does find itself creeping up into many different areas of Halacha and Zmanim. It's just something interesting to point out. But obviously, L'chatchila, we should try our best to always say Kriya Shema within the proper Zman. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, it means you should try to say all three Parshiyos within the Zman. And that goes for Shemana Esrei of Shacharis and of Mincha as well, that a person should try his best to recite all of the Shemana Esrei and all of the Kriya Shema and all the different tefillos that we have to do within a time frame, that we should do the whole thing in its entirety before the Zman is up. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.